Welcome to Changing Playbooks, an actual play podcast about making and embracing the change in the stories we tell and the impact that has on us, the players. My name is Claire. I'll be facilitating our game today, and you can find me on YouTube and Twitch at Claire Skies Ahead, as well as on the show I co-host at Salt Cravings. With me today, I have Cam.
Hello. That was such a good introduction, and I still don't have one. I'm so good at this.
You're doing great.
Yep.
Cool.
Camellia Sinestris. That's the name. There we go. I should probably say my name.
Nailed it.
Instead of just the one syllable short form that people call me, I should. Yeah. Okay. Hi, Camellia or Camellia Sinestris. People call me Cam.
Oh, you know, Camson for short? No.
If you must.
No one must. Rally.
Hey, Rally Darling. She, her. I guess we botched that initial one.
I was going to come back
okay.
to that, but go on.
Okay, it's all good. Yeah, you can find me around, Rally on the Moon, Rally Darling, I don't fucking know, you'll find me places, it's cool.
Oh yeah, we will. And Lou.
Hello, my name is Lou. Can't find me anywhere, as of yet.
Wasn't sure if you're gonna pop that in. Yeah, so this is the first episode of the show. Let's do very quick pronouns. Also, realizing our voices might be new to people listening, so just very quickly say your name again and then say your pronouns. So I'm Claire, she, her.
I'm Cam, she, her.
I'm Rally, she, her.
And I'm Lou, they, them.
I thought you were going to be like, I'm just Lou. Lou.
No pronouns.
I go by Lou and Lou, yeah. Lou and Lur.
Lou and Lur?
I don't know.
Excellent. Well, today we are going to be playing In This World by Ben Robbins. This is Ben's newest game. Ben has also done a bunch of other games that I'm a big fan of. But for today, we are going to be building some worlds. If y'all are ready, I'm going to read this very nicely written out page that says, read this aloud for getting started. Nations have borders. Police carry badges. Dragons breathe fire. You work for money. That's the world we expect, but what if some of these things were different? We're going to make and explore a world together, and in this world, we can question things and imagine alternatives. And instead of making just one world, we're going to make several. So don't worry if what we create is not what you want. You'll have more opportunities to explore other possibilities later. But the very first thing we're going to do is pick a topic. First, we need to pick a topic we want to explore. Your topic is going to be the center of the whole game. So it should be about something you're all familiar with and interested in talking about. Your topic can be any aspect of the world, big or small. Brainstorm a few topics together, then pick one as a group. If you don't have an idea that everyone is interested in, keep trying. We're not inventing anything new here, just choosing something that already exists. Don't worry if you don't like how your topic plays out in the real world, because in this game, we're going to explore alternatives and make things different.
Well, I had just three things I was thinking of, so I could start with those.
Yeah, let's start with those.
Some broad topics I was thinking of were entertainment, medicine, or the institution of medicine, and then modes of perception, like the five senses.
The institution formerly known as medicine.
Yeah. AKA medicine.
Of those, I think this is going to be the easiest way to do this. And I need us to be very honest. Is anyone not interested in any of these? Because it's going to be a, let's just go through them. And if any one of us is not interested in it, we just take it off and we narrow the list that way.
So yes, please be honest.
We're going to need some radical honesty. Yeah. Especially with mine, since I gave so many, you're going to have to be honest or we're going to be here all day.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of a lack of interest, but rather since we're going to be spending time in this world, I wonder if senses or modes of perception would become very difficult to track and occupy.
Absolutely. That's a really good point. Thank you. We can next that one.
I fully agree. Also, I will say it was also the only one that I was going to not say no to. Just because I'm like thinking senses are so fascinating to talk about, like, bigger picture. I guess the context of this for everyone else is we're going to be making some worlds for a campaign that we're going to be playing after this. But we'll get into that, you know, after everything. Don't need to worry about that now.
Senses / modes of perception is like a framing for another concept as well. So I like it. But also, like, there's a lot to go through, so whichever, yeah.
Well, I'm going to write none of them then. I appreciate your participation, Lou. You kicked it off. Rally.
Yeah, easy. Let's move on.
Let's keep going. Rally, do you want to read yours?
Sure. Hobbies, courtship, substance, refraction, slumber, oats, whispers, and ebb.
Would you be willing to expand upon refraction, substance, whispers, and ebb?
Yes. Refraction.
Yes, and exactly oat as well, though we already touched on that a little before, but we might as well get a recording of also oat.
Refraction kind of as both like a literal mechanism, since we talked about identities and sort of like taking a singular and then extrapolating multiple from it. But also because like as a like symbolic word, it comes to mean, I don't know, it's very different than reflection, right? It's breaking into pieces, but it is each component of a whole. So in that way, it's something where there's like, I don't know, I think of life through refractions. Substance, both in terms of like form again, but like also in terms of like depth. So like something said of substance, but then also like kind of blending the metaphor and talking about like the idea of a concept going into thin air is kind of like the piece of it. So it's like trying to build relationships of substance, trying to build like a legacy of substance, but also like trying to think about like mutability as both something that's a physical experience and also like an emotional or like social experience. Yeah, ebb is similar to that in regards to, like, I always think of, like, ebb and flow as tied to, like, tides, and that gets me thinking of kind of, like, recurrent cycles where within those cycles there is differences, but the cycles themselves are kind of, like, routine. So you know the tide comes in, you know that there's, like, an ebb and flow for a river, and that's a consistent, like, framework, but it is like within that framework, the change. And oat is just kind of like a tangible. I think of it as kind of like this concept of comfort and like filling, because like dry oat as just a smell feels very much like baking. It also feels kind of like unrealized potential. I think of like cooked oats and just warm, gooey, like closeness. And it makes me think of baking with people or breakfast in bed. And then as a color, it also kind of feels very like settling. So oat was kind of like this cozy vibe that I kind of felt was a good catch-all for a feeling that I could only define by oat in one word. So, yeah.
Cool. I'm going to narrow it down.
Please do.
The four that I think I could resonate with are ebb, hobbies, courtship, and slumber. Of those four, would anybody be able to narrow it down further or just slash them all?
Slumber and courtship?
Slash or keep?
Keep.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on board with that.
Both of those sound good to you too, Cam. Like these are things you actively want, not just are like, I'm okay with it.
They are at the very least, things I would be quite happy to have in our final selection when we're narrowing things down with a, like, I think they're definitely worth keeping, and I would be decidedly content with them.
Cool.
I like iterating on things a lot, and so...
Iterative processes, imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so do I have definite ideas of what I want from them right now? No, but I'm pretty sure we could get some neat stuff.
Do you want to read the one you just posted, Rally?
Which one are you talking about? I don't know. aspartame, but no, that's a joke.
Let's go to the long list
for a long time.
Yeah. So welcome to the Diet Coke podcast, sponsored by. I don't know what the is it Coke? Is that the company?
Coca-Cola is the company. Yes.
Great.
Let's go.
Terrible. I'm a terrible sponsor. Don't pay me anything. I won't help you. The long list I posted. Let's get this one out of the way first. Please don't be kind about this, because there are some. Actually, did I remove one? I did a disservice. Somebody gave me one and I removed it. So I'm gonna pop it in there just out loud because we're not going with that one. So I'll start with that one, which is just the concept of, oh no, all lowercase. Didn't think that would actually make it, so I pre-cut it. The other ones are revolution, mutual aid, policing, therapy, dating, transportation, money, nations, elections, housing, culture, gifting, relationships, technology, and internet. I'm kind of just going to put relationships next to courtship, unless, Rally, you think that's separate.
I think it's separate because
Let's treat it separately. Of these, does anyone have a narrowed list of things they do like or things they'd cut, whichever is shorter?
Policing as a concept versus like policing as an activity.
Concept. So something to talk about in terms of like making statements and then changing and whatnot. Yeah. So like the activity would be included in the concept. Or are you asking institutional policing or like the concept of like policing each other?
Well, like both broadly? Because I think one begets the other and in some regard, but there are like social, like, anyways,
yeah,
we're
when
not
I
gonna,
wrote it, I did think institutional, but yeah. If we want to make those separate, let me ask it this way. Are either of those not of interest to anybody? Interesting. I will write both of them then. Other ones that people do or don't want to include in our final list.
I don't think I care too much about internet or elections, to be honest.
That's it.
My brain keeps doing the thing where it's like associating the words rather than just like thinking of the core concept. But that's me.
Okay,
I've got a short list of five that I've made up really quick.
That you do want.
Revolution, that I do want, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Revolution, gifting, housing, technology, therapy.
Mm-hmm. And was policing on that list, but we already covered it, or do you want me to strike that?
I'm ambivalent to it, yeah.
Okay, if you're ambivalent, I'm removing it because this should not be ambivalence. This should be interest.
Okay. Sure. Of the ones we just read out, gifting and housing are definitely ones that speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
So
not the other ones? I'll just remove those then.
Yeah, okay. All right. Being very aggressive with that.
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of topics. We get to pick one, and this should be something that we are all like actively interested in exploring, not just like, yeah, I'll go along with things.
Good
so
point.
Yeah, if it's like if housing and gifting are the only ones, and then we haven't even heard from Cam, so who knows? If these are the only ones that survive from that list, great. That narrows it down amazingly. But Cam?
Neither of those are the most interesting to me, unfortunately.
I'd like to hear you advocate for the others if you'd like to. Like, it might change my mind.
I think nations would be a very fertile ground to find something really interesting in. Just the concept of what is a nation, potentially without a state or with different forms of state. What constitutes a nation and what doesn't. Like, I think nation is very interesting.
Kind of agree. I think I'm choosing so little of like the how to conceptualize that, but if someone else like has that kind of way to root it in something tangible, I'd be interested in trying to explore it.
That's fair. I think I like Nation for this because it is both extremely expansive and covers a lot and gives us a lot of opportunity, but also is ultimately very like the ramifications of any changes we imagine present themselves quite readily in a setting. Like what it means for a world presents itself. And so it'll be stark and striking and clear, while also just being an interesting concept in itself.
I'm intrigued by it, but not sold. But
intrigued, but
fair enough.
Not sold.
We don't have to go with it.
I'm going
to
put a little asterisk next to it because it sounds like we'll put on the list, but like, not first choice. But everyone's being a little bit too kind, I think. But that's just me.
It sounds like we're,
I mean, I just said no to everything, so
that's
you know,
great.
I'm not being
see,
too kind.
See, Cam, thank you. You're doing it good. Thank you, Cam. So we'll keep Nations with an asterisk from that list, and we'll go on to the next one, which is very. I'll combine the next two lists because I post a lot. We'll get through this really quick. Astronomy and astrology, online communication, and phones. It sounds like online communication. You know, looking back, this was posted like a month ago by me. Online communication and internet was distinct in my mind, but though I could see how they kind of just either overlap. Any of these speak to people?
Astrology?
Not particularly.
No.
Then let's move on.
Yeah, when you say online communication, I almost think about like far distance communication as an alternative that's more different than internet.
Is that
so
of interest,
that
or is
in.
That just long distance communication?
Yeah,
I'd be interested. Others
framed like that. Yes,
I mean, honestly, long distance communication—not necessarily online, but just like communication over a distance, and specifically the speed of communication—is really neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and how historically people have had the ability to communicate at the speed at which we could move people. And that's not true anymore is kind of wild.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's what I was thinking too. Like when I was thinking about all these other, you know, fantasy stuff and like sending a bird or et cetera. Anyways, we can move on. But like that's mm-hmm. that just popped into my head.
Speed of bird.
Yeah, like the speed of communication. I really like that. I think that's neat.
Cool. You've sold me, Lou. So we're going to go on to the next list. Education/teaching, schools, parties, and computers. Any from these?
Personally, no.
Great. Let's go. Let's keep going. Next list and last list. And, you know, we can always add more if people have had thoughts during this time. Last list is holidays, death, magical girls, mechas, planetary orbits, and seasons and weather. Any from this list?
Seasons I like holidays.
And yeah.
And holidays.
I'm with Lou. Seasons and weather is really interesting.
Yeah, Rally, does that not really catch you, or what's the...
No, that's interesting. I want to dig into it, because it's also, like, seasons and weather as, like, as defined and labeled, or as experienced. So I do like the I do like the premise of it, yeah.
I didn't consider
and then,
that, yeah, okay.
Holidays was also brought up, but Rally, do you want to strike that one?
No, I like holidays.
Then we have a list of six, one with an asterisk, which is going to make it a lot easier to choose now. So we have courtship, slumber, nations with an asterisk, long distance communication, holidays, seasons, and weather. Now, we gotta get really, really mean right now. Are any of these just struck out right now by anybody?
Let's just nix the top three.
All right.
Oh.
Done. Long distance communication, holidays, or seasons and weather.
This is great.
Scope is so dependent.
Really, I want to hear from you a little more on this.
Long distance communication, I really do like the way that was framed. I also think like how things are communicated in terms of format, like not to get into like Marshall McLuhan, who's a problematic but like medium is the message. And I think when we think of like, oh, first it was physical, then it was like sound, then it was visual, just like, okay, if we're incorporating senses, which you brought up, Lou, there's a lot to like dig into in that regard. But I think like what I like about holidays is it's talking about culture. It's talking about like importance to people, what they celebrate. It's also talking about like religion and beliefs. It ties into the idea of community. Plus, like, I'm a cozy bitch, so I just think of like all the stuff associated with it and the making of a holiday, whether it's like something that is a religious belief or a cultural belief, or if it's a community activity, or if it's something that's like more political, really intrigues me. Similarly, like the naming of seasons, the idea of like what weather is considered normal, especially considering life now. And generally, like, I think the way that we are defined by the world we live in is really interesting too. So when you framed it that way, it was like choice.
When I think of holidays, I definitely think of how it happens every year in the same way that a season happens every year. And like holidays are almost defined by seasons, or like how people track seasons and things like that.
Love them.
Yeah, I will say,
thank you.
The book sort of splits topics up. Like, obviously, this is a reductive way, but this might help us here. The two main categories of topics that come up are usually either cultural or physical. And so when we're going to start talking about these topics, things like, I imagine, long distance communication and seasons, we're going to start talking about like the physics of the world and like how is that different versus holidays. We're going to start talking about like the cultural difference of this world to ours.
I mean, I feel like all three of them, but especially the like communication and seasons and weather, really do have both.
Yeah. And pointing out that we all approach them differently is also very important. So does that narrow it down for anybody, saying it that way, though?
No, quite the opposite.
I'm really getting drawn I'm kind of feeling like this is a bit metagamey, but like I feel like we could melt holidays into season and weather. But
I agree.
That could be a bit reductive as well. That just makes
I'm
it a lot
definitely more
for
drawn
to
either long distance communication or season and weather. Those are the two that speak more to me.
Same here.
Sorry, which two did you say, Cam?
Communication and seasons and weather.
So then striking holidays.
Yeah.
All right.
I think if we want to touch on things involving holidays, putting in seasons and weather, like the cultural aspects of that can get us to holidays if we want to touch on it. But I think a broader. How do you speak? I'm so bad at words, guys. I don't know what I'm doing.
Me neither.
So this is what
I feel like having a broader scope with something like seasons and weather allows us to touch on, like, we can find the things in that we're interested in, and that might include holidays, but it doesn't have to, and it's not what we're limited to. So like, I like communication and seasons and weather, and both really do have both physical and cultural differences. We can approach it either from a physical one or from a cultural one. And both are interesting. And frankly, physical changes will result in cultural ones because we are so heavily defined by our experiences.
I think where holiday was slightly different is it has more of a focal point directly on like interpersonal. But again, like, it's funny that long distance communication doesn't feel as like interpersonal as holiday, despite it being an active practice. So I agree. I think we could do like long distance communication and season and weather and drop holiday. And then between those two,
if we do a vote? What if we just post in the chat, what, like a 3-2-1 vote between the two?
Yes.
And I
don't have an answer. I'm struggling so hard.
That's okay. I'm also struggling, which is why I'm like, we should just post it in chat because these are both very good. And I like both of them.
Can Can we take just like
yes. Done. Yes.
Done.
Yes.
Okay. I think that's
Rally
the end of it right there. The Rally's decided it.
Instead of waiting.
That's my job.
But hey, we have three people who can't choose and one person who can, so done.
Really?
As far as I'm concerned.
Like, between the two, did you have any strong opinion or feeling about it?
I was leaning long distance communication, but like, seasons and weather is also so fascinating to me. Like, mm-hmm. both of them would be so good. Honestly, both of them, because of the concept of the campaign that we'll get into when we start the campaign, mm-hmm. And also maybe a little bit later, like it plays into the idea in a way that I'm like, oh yeah, this is perfect. So, long distance comms, it sounds like it is. I'm gonna let that hang in case anyone wants to really rally for seasons and weather.
Super down for long distance communication. I also find it hilarious that it's the one thing that wasn't exactly on one of the lists
I know.
That we had.
Mm-hmm. It's my eureka.
Like, we hit upon it emergently as we went.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was really neat.
And this is why going through this both ahead of time and in real time, I think, was the right call. So next, we're going to go on to section 3. In the real world, before we make anything up, we need to talk about how our topic works in the real world. We're not inventing anything new here, just discussing what is normally true. So, brainstorm elements. If you were talking about this topic or describing how it worked, what objects or things would come up? What are the pieces of the puzzle or the important ingredients? Brainstorm a list of elements. The point of this step is to start thinking about the topic in more detail. You aren't stuck with the elements you come up with, so don't worry if you overlook something or if your element doesn't seem perfect. So now we're going to just brainstorm some elements. So if you have the Word doc open, feel free to just like thank you to whoever got there first with long distance communication. Let's write those elements down in the elements section, which someone already wrote.
I'd like to hear how people are breaking things down, because I'm kind of struggling to
I mean, my first thought, and I don't necessarily know it's where I want to stay, but my first thought was like speed of light.
Yeah, same. I'm like wavelength and like transceivers. Well, I guess here's one. You need a sender and a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that.
Regardless of like the medium, those are two things you need.
And we do have just like speed in general. Like it travels at a speed, whether that speed is a person running, a person on a horse, someone using telegraph wires or internet communication. Mm-hmm. Like there is a speed that it goes at.
Is there a way to reword speed to make it more specific to long distance communication? If the answer is no, that's fine. I'm just trying to think.
I think rate, RATE.
Speed of transmission.
Speed of transmission.
Oh, rate
yeah,
of transmission.
Great. Perfect. Can we be more specific with barriers?
Yeah, like what barriers?
Oh, sure. Not me trying to ham-fist weather into this, but
oh?
Weather
that
and
is exactly where I want to.
Topography? No, not topography. Geography. Geography?
So almost like one word that was written down is corruption. Almost like communication breakdown.
Yeah, there's... Oh, that's the word I'm looking for.
Is there a word?
There is a word that I'm thinking of that's related. It's not exactly the same.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to think of... something similar.
But it's like in the concept of like a signal to noise ratio and things like that.
Like the game of telephone.
But I'm thinking attenuation, sort of, but like that's not the word I'm thinking of. But like how, you know, a message is diminished by things it passes through and
quality.
There's a word. There's a word for that, and
if
I am
you think
struggling
of the word,
so hard to think of it.
Please share it. But for now, I'm gonna just go with transmission quality.
Sorry, Cam, could you the word you're looking for? Could you describe it a bit more?
So it's sort of the like the degree to which what is received matches what is sent.
Like similar to telephone, but like
But it can show up either in like the words getting garbled by transmitting through a number of intermediaries, or it can be, you know, you get a bunch of static because there are issues with like internet transmission, you know, or you have like a bit flip or whatever, like all these different ways that the quality of it is altered, not even diminished, just altered, such that what is sent and received differs. And that can even be more metaphorical, metaphysical levels of like what is said and what is heard may be the same words, but in interpretation, the message is corrupted.
Like transformation,
you know,
like
language is itself a facilitator, but also a barrier to communication because we have to encode it into words that are then heard, and people bring to the table their own understanding of those words. And now I'm into semiotics. But
it almost sounds like you're talking about like translation almost, or
transcoding,
like, transcoding,
encoding,
yeah, something, encoding.
I mean, encoding is a thing we can put in. Like, encoding is important because all information is encoded in one way or another, and so the way that encoding occurs is interesting, and there's a lot going on. But there is a very specific word I'm pretty sure that I'm really struggling to think of. it is used in like electronics circumstances to talk about the, like, how lossy something is or isn't. But it is not, doesn't just mean that.
Akin to artifacting, but yeah, okay, interesting.
Yeah, but like, not, that's not the word.
Right, exactly,
There may not be a word. I may have invented this mythical word that doesn't exist. I just really feel like it does.
I like that this is how we're starting what is inevitably going to get very silly. But also very serious, and it's very direct.
Look, I could not be more on brand than I am right now.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Let's talk about the philosophical implications of...
Well, yeah, that's what's interesting.
Yeah.
It's not the only thing that's interesting, but it's one of the things that's interesting.
Do we feel like we're kind of hitting the end of listing things?
For me, at least. At least.
I'm just desperately trying to find this one word.
No, I'm on Reddit. Help me. Save me.
You're on Reddit.
I thought, like, I don't know.
You can't be helped if you're on Reddit.
Did I loop you into this desperate search for a word that may not exist? I love that. Okay, now I'm just literally reading the Wikipedia page on communication. Like, deceptiveness in communication is also interesting. Like honesty and sincerity might be an interesting thing to add as well.
Ooh.
Like, communication is an intentional act wherein one encodes one's thoughts in a deliberate way to communicate something in particular. Like, that's how it operates.
If you can find concrete, not analogies, but equivalences to more conceptual words, they might help us later.
I am trying.
That's fully okay. We might have an easier time later on with more concrete words, but that doesn't mean,
I mean, deception
words.
I think is a good like that. That's,
need to send a link to this GitHub I just found.
Oh my god.
Amazing.
What?
The epistemic justification of the telephone game.
Oh my god.
Via the telephone game.
Oh my god.
I love this so much.
Oh my god.
I will be reading this when we're done here.
It's not what we're looking for, though. No.
It's not. But I will also read that later. So next, we're going to make statements. Now that we've warmed up by thinking of its elements, we're going to describe how the topic actually works. The statements we make now will be the framework for the rest of our game. Take turns saying something that is obvious and generally accepted as true about our topic in the real world. Start your statement with an element or the topic itself, and then say something about it. Keep each statement simple and say as little as possible. Here are examples. Cities have roads. Weddings are planned. Teachers are paid professionals. Food comes from plants or animals. None of your statements should be surprising or controversial. The natural reaction should be, yes, of course that's true. If it isn't, it's probably not a good statement. Feel free to discuss to make sure everyone thinks they make sense. If there is an element you did not think of before and that you need to make a statement, you're free to add it now. We're going to take turns now, and we're going to do this three times. We're each going to make three statements. So, does anybody feel like they have a statement and want to go first?
I don't. Communication is imperfect. Long distance as well.
That feels kind of like a value judgment.
Well, no, like imperfect, not meaning like what is sent and what is received will never be one to one identical. That's what I mean by imperfect. Like what is encoded and what is decoded are not ever identical.
Okay. There is. Can you reframe that with one of our words or with the word long distance communication? I think your second version was closer to like a concrete
communication
idea.
Communication is always imprecise, I suppose, would be.
Mm. It almost sounds like there is always communication is always changed from sender to receiver. Maybe that's too long.
There are semantic losses in communication.
I feel like we're moving away.
Would you say like mutable or immutable, or is that not really the right language?
I mean, that's true, but mutability doesn't feel like quite the right framework.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have a word, transmission quality. Do you, just looking over these words, are any of them like, if you start the statement with one of these words, so starting with the word imprecision, what is the statement?
Imprecision is a characteristic.
They're all characteristics.
I feel like starting with the subject is fine.
It's fine. It's just, I think when we, now, not to get ahead of myself, when we later look at these statements and go, how is it different? Being specific might help us. Just like there's a balance. I think imprecise is a little too broad, but also if others disagree, feel free to push back on that.
Imprecise is a little
too imprecise. This is where it would be really, really nice to have my word.
Do we just want to be like, communication has the word Cam can't think of?
But we don't even know that it exists.
We're calling it Cam Cam now.
Cam Cam.
Communication has like Cam Cam.
I can't believe it wouldn't.
Communication contains losses.
Yeah, I think that works.
Yeah.
I want to do a topic that's about like how messages can be sent by waves.
Mm-hmm.
And like I just looked up like the history of long distance communication, which doesn't seem completely accurate, but one of the really early ones is talking drums, which technically is sound waves, and that's like a kind of almost a precursor in my mind to like then converting to radio waves.
I mean,
long distance communication or waves transport long distance communication. Sorry, Cam.
Yeah. No, go ahead. I was just making connections that may not even necessarily be there because it does feel like a more direct precursor to radio waves. But like in the middle there, you've got a bunch of other communications that don't use waves.
So essentially waves or whatever, communication has a physical component. So whether that's like you hearing sound waves, you seeing light, etc., it hits on that idea of there being a tangible component of it.
Like I'm dividing into like two kind of categories in my mind, which aren't exactly exclusive, but like wireless, so to speak, or like where you actually have to transport something physical, like a letter or an electrical signal. Well, electricity, maybe that's kind of in the middle, but like, whereas like sound waves, radio waves, waves to a satellite versus like transporting a letter or
corporeal and incorporeal.
Yeah. And a lot of transmission is through wires currently, right? Like Mm-hmm. Like you'll have a wireless. Yeah, like digital transmission is through, like, even if the first step is Wi-Fi, it's then going to go into wires because that's faster and has a higher.
Less data loss.
Yeah, less data loss. Yeah.
Maybe I'll just do that. I might scrap it, but I think I'll just do that. Like, most communication in the modern world relies on lots of wires.
Can I shorten that to communication relies on wires?
Yeah.
I want to do something with bidirectional. Starting the sentence with bidirectional, I think, is throwing me. Bidirectionality is maybe the noun version.
If it was to use bidirectional, the bidirectional communication requires interpretation.
Not quite what I'm going for. Oh, bidirectional communication. I want to include something about how there's a human component of delay where even if you have the communication, regardless of the speed of the medium, there's a delay in the human part. Senders and receivers cause delay.
Communication is an active process because either you're interpreting, which is active, or you're broadcasting, which is like active encoding. So I think it's not a passive process.
Sounds good. Let's write that down. And for these next two rounds, I want us to specifically be talking about long distance communication. Because so far we've been talking about communication. Good. Broadly.
I've got one.
Okay, great. Do you want to start us off then?
Yeah. Long distance communication is interceptable.
Ooh. That is a good one.
I've got one. Long distance communication often requires specialized equipment or manufactured.
Ooh.
Specialized / manufactured equipment. I think the things I'm pulling from to make this statement are one, kind of the accessibility of it and the requirements of it.
Yeah, like I suppose the deniability, therefore.
Yes, and the deniability.
Is that why I'm kind of
hesitant to reduce it further into more abstract terms because I want it to be something physical. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Like, say,
less
say
abstract
it was 19,
is good.
Yeah. So say it was like 1950 or something. It's like, the statement could be, if we want to communicate with someone long distance, you need a radio and you need XYZ to use this radio. And like, that's where I want to leave it.
Mine is speed of transmission is limited by the speed of light.
I really like that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's maybe the single most uncontroversial statement that one could possibly say on this.
Can't argue with that.
Great. Amazing. That's what we need.
Yep, that's true.
That's literally the reaction we should be going for. In fact, if that's not the reactions that are happening, maybe we shouldn't use the statements.
There are no qualifiers that one can append to that, which is great. Like with all the other ones, it says it's fine if it's not always true. There is no qualifier to apply to that. That is just a literal truth.
Except in the eyes of God.
Mm-hmm. And so now we're getting into our theological corner.
Yeah, the theological long-distance communication. At what speed do you talk to God?
When Mary texted
One could argue that there is still a speed factor that is actually slower than the speed of light, and that is the speed at which your brain can form thoughts.
Damn, owned. You got me. All right, Ralph. Next.
I don't know. I've got ADHD, so for me, it's pretty close. No. communication connects two points. So long distance communication connects two points.
All right, last round.
Mine is like, I don't know, extreme weather can interfere with long distance communication.
Sounds great.
That is related to what I was going to say, so I will think of something different.
You want to incorporate anything into? Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to give a more general, like, distance impact or impedes, like, data integrity.
So I could even just say weather or, like, the environment can interfere. Would that be better? Or
yeah, like, whether it's, it can be just the distance or it can be things that are
across
the distance.
What if we keep it extreme weather and we...
Sure.
You know, keep it specific and we can work things in later.
Okay. Because especially after this, we work on it more and we can either say yes. why it's different yeah. or why it's not. So
these are going to be very fundamental to like our thinking. So to have concrete things to bounce off of is going to be more helpful than abstract things to bounce off mm-hmm. of. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the thing that's swirling around in my head, how easy it is now. Like it's so easy to just pick up a phone and call someone. It's easier than it's ever been. It's easy to create communities because of how like, or communities form because of how easy it is. That's sort of where my brain is going. Does anyone have like a keyword I could like put my sentence around that might help?
With the accessibility of long distance communication, the
accessibility to long distance communication is easier than it's ever been.
Bloop bloop. Long distance communication requires energy that scales with distance.
Can you break that down?
Like
for
physical
me?
Energy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like the further away something goes, the more energy is required to make that communication happen.
Yep.
Dan, I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I don't think we've talked about ostrich yet, so would love to hear.
could that be explained, please? Why is there ostrich in our elements?
Ostriches can talk to each other in I don't know why are
your neck
why
is so
ostrich?
Long you're taller and you can talk over longer distance.
Giraffes masters of long distance communication.
I'm wanting to talk about like how most communication is ephemeral because mm-hmm. most communication is not created with the intent of storage.
I mean, that's a statement right there, right? Like all communication is inherently ephemeral.
It's true, but most communication is particularly ephemeral.
Yeah, I think that's good too.
I think I'm onto something. Maybe it's too specific, but the faster the communication and also the higher bandwidth, the lower the temporality.
Ooh.
It's like, as something goes faster and carries more, it tends to last less long because, you know, like we still have letters from the like 18th, 19th century. We have stone tablets from ancient eras, but flash media has, you know, a temporality, like a survivability on the scale of years or maybe decades and other forms of digital storage are often not much better unless they're specifically made to be like archival.
Yes. I like that.
Unless you duplicate
archival considerations.
How do we turn this three statements? Yeah. With
I'm going to let you figure that
into
out.
One statement.
I have transcribed.
I think 12A is essentially what I'm getting at.
Cool.
12A is the statement. It is not universal. There are ways to counteract that, but in so doing, it introduces other complexities, and so therefore, like broadly, the more you send, the faster it moves, the less it lasts.
Cool.
Unless they're divorce papers.
Before we move on, are there any of these we want to revisit? I know we talked about communication contains losses.
I mean, I'm happy with that. Like, I was the one who was told that wasn't adequate, so I'm happy with it.
Communication contains losses. Yeah, the more I think about it, it's like it's sitting mm-hmm. more easily with me.
Isn't like that you can just say it's less similar to 12?
Not exactly. It's more like
no, because the one is inherent to all communication in various ways, and 12 is more about how long it lasts. Whereas yeah, so that's the difference. One is there is a breakdown between what is sent and what is received, and then 12 is the thing that is communication does not last over time.
You could even well say that what is sent is not what is received. That's a bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's just another way of saying like that. That's a way of reframing one. Like it is the same.
Exactly.
Statement.
Yes.
I suppose it's more poetic sounding. I'm a technical girl. What can I say?
All right, our 12 statements are communication contains losses. Most long-distance communication relies on wires. Senders and receivers cause delay. Communication is an active process. Long-distance communication is interceptable. Long-distance communication often requires active facilitation. Speed of transmission is limited by the speed of light. Communication connects two points. Extreme weather can interfere with long-distance communication. Access to long-distance communication is easier than it has ever been. Long-distance communication requires energy that scales with distance. And the more that is sent, the faster it moves, the faster it decays.